through.
I got maced.
You got maced.
By the police.
And what happened? You were trying to go inside the Capitol?
Yeah, I made it like a foot inside, and they pushed me out, and they maced me.
What's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Elizabeth. I'm from Knoxville, Tennessee.
And why did you want to go in?
We're storming the Capitol. It's a revolution.
I hope you're enjoying this big exclusive via the Judge Joe Brown Show. Don't forget to subscribe to this channel. Now, back to the show.
This show is sponsored by the Hurricane Reports, merchandise, and more.
I have a little audio I want to play at the end, because right now we've only got our guest today for about 20 minutes. We got Angela Stanton King on the line. Absolutely love this woman so much. I'm so happy that she found time in her schedule to join us today. She is an American author, television personality, motivational speaker, and of course, you know, she does her thing in Georgia, doing it just everywhere. So I definitely want to hear about what she's got going on, what she's got to say regarding today's commentary, and I just like to hear her in the Just Talk. I like to sit back, grab my non-alcoholic libations, pen and paper, and just take notes. All right, guys, so please do the same. Grab your alcohol, your non-alcoholic libations, pen and paper, and let's get this party started. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you
Hello,
so much
Ms.
for having
Stanton.
Hey, how are you? Thanks for having me on once again. It's always an honor.
Thank you. Thank you. Happy New Year.
I know, right? It feels like we're still in 2020, but that's right. Happy New Year.
Yeah. Did you make any resolutions?
To live and be happy.
Okay, gotcha. I totally agree. All right, so we're going to jump into it. I am certain Judge will be here in just a bit. And until then, I definitely want to pick your brain, pick your heart, and see what you got to say. So we're going to start off with something light because I'm very, very interested to see what you had to say about what James Clyburn had to say. Here we go.
Washington, U.S. Representative James Clyburn, D.S. C., wants a song about faith and resilience long revered in the black community to become the national hymn and help toward uniting the country after centuries of racial turmoil. Clyburn, the House Majority Whip, plans to introduce a measure as early as this week that would make Lift Every Voice and Sing, known as the Black National Anthem, the national hymn and give it a special place alongside the country's anthem, the Star Spangled Banner. To make it a national hymn, I think, would be an act of bringing the country together. It would say to people, you aren't singing a separate national anthem, you are singing the country's national hymn, said Clyburn, the highest-ranking black American in Congress. The gesture itself would be an act of healing. Everybody can identify with that song. The song is an important part of African American culture and history. For decades, it has been sung in black communities at school plays, awards programs, graduations, and church services. Clyburn said it's time for it to also be sung in other communities. The push comes at a time of social unrest, particularly protests over police killings of unarmed black men and women, and the devastating impact of the novel coronavirus on communities of color. It also comes on the heels of a deadly attack by supporters of President Donald Trump on the U.S. Capitol Wednesday that sent lawmakers scrambling to secure locations and police clamoring to protect them. 5 people, including a Capitol Police officer, died. Some experts and historians say the legislative push is more about symbolism and will do little to address systemic problems plaguing communities of color. It's symbolically notable for black people, but in the larger scheme of things, this isn't going to put food on people's table. It's not going to increase people's pay, said Michael K. Fontroy, a political scientist at Howard University in Washington, D.C. Fontroy said he worries some people, particularly African Americans, can sometimes overstate the importance of symbolic victories and substitute that for more structural changes. I don't want that to happen here, he said. Clyburn said the effort is far more than symbolic, saying he aims to add weight to it as a national hymn. It's a very popular song that is steeped in the history of the country, he said. Lift Every Voice and Sing, was first written as a poem by James Weldon Johnson, a NAACP leader, in 1899 and later put to music by his brother, John Rosamond Johnson. It was first performed in public by school children in 1900 at a birthday celebration honoring former President Abraham Lincoln, according to the NAACP. The NAACP would later adopt it as its official song. Clyburn noted its early label as a Negro National Anthem. "I've always been skittish about that," he said. "We should have one national anthem irrespective of whether you're black or white."
All right, so for those of you who just tuned in, because we are growing in size, I see there are a ton of people on the board, almost locked out, almost at full capacity. But anyway, we're going to keep going. So we are live with Angela Stanton King, and Ms. King, I'd like to ask you, what are your thoughts regarding the audio I just played, and also if you could give me your thoughts regarding the recent protests at the Capitol? So we'll start with the audio. James Clyburn wanting the national anthem,
I don't really have much of a comment in regards to the audio, but I do have comment in regards to the Capitol, because I was in D.C. In the area, but I did not go to the Capitol. I was actually going to the rally and then kind of got a bad feeling and changed my mind. The reason why I got that bad feeling is because I saw some people that just looked like that they were going to start some trouble, and it was the same thing I had experienced when I was on the ground in Minneapolis with George Floyd, when I was here in Atlanta during the Black Lives Matter riots. And it seems as though that Black Lives Matter and Trump supporters, MAGA, whatever, have both been infiltrated by Antifa. And I think that what we're seeing is really sad. We have a hired organization pitting us one against the other. The media is just going crazy with it and just starting a complete media frenzy. And I just think that it's sad that there are children thinking that, you know, if they walk outside the door, that they're just going to die from COVID, or a white person is going to kill them or something like that. You know, we've gotten so far away from that in our country, and just see us turn around and just gone back in a matter of a couple of years is just truly sad and disheartening to me.
Wow, I appreciate that. I know I follow you on social media, so I knew your sentiments regarding. Judge is here. I'm looking for him now, so I'm going to play this while I look for him, Ms. King. So I will be back, but we'll, I guess, start the conversation with this and get his take as well as George. Here we go.
The Hurricane Report. Write it, take action, maintain freedom. Buy their gear, mugs, hoodies, leggings. They got all kind of stuff. Right? The hurricane.